Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
InfoWars calls itself the number one independent news service in the world. PolitiFacts calls InfoWars a far-right conspiracy theory and fake news website. Alex Jones built InfoWars into a multi-million dollar empire. This week, Jones filed for bankruptcy. Financial bankruptcy, not moral bankruptcy. Why? In 2012, a gunman opened fire in an elementary school in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, killing 26 people, including 20 children. It's the largest mass shooting in an elementary school to date. Jones announced that the mass shooting was an elaborate hoax devised by liberals to promote gun control. He called the massacre a false flag operation staged by crisis actors. Jones falsely exploited the tragedy for his own financial gains, not once, but over and over, truly making InfoWars a false flag operation. Of course, this was upsetting to the parents and families of the children and school staff who were murdered. It was also unsettling for the survivors, who were traumatized by the actual massacre and the resulting grief. Jones basically re-traumatized these people over and over again for financial gain. But then the followers of InfoWar took it a step further. New York Times journalist Elizabeth Williamson interviewed many of the Sandy Hook families. Followers of InfoWars contacted the parents of the dead children, harassed them, stalked them, sent hate mail, and tormented them to publicly state that their dead children weren't really dead. The parents fought back, getting media platforms to remove InfoWars for promoting fake news and suing Jones himself for defamation. Jones failed to produce any evidence and failed to appear in court, calling in sick. He's been found liable in two cases and more will follow. Jones has recently admitted that the Sandy Hook massacre was real. He claimed that he almost had like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged, even though I'm now learning a lot of times things aren't staged. Jones is also being investigated for spreading false information about the last election and possibly playing a role in the Capitol insurrection on January 6th. He's now begging his internet audience to donate to his cause. He's also promoting the sale of T-shirts with the slogan, "Alex Jones was right." One of his attorneys announced there will likely be no money left for the families in Connecticut. Critics say the Chapter 11 filings are a way to escape the consequences of his irresponsible action, and no one should feel sorry for him. For most people, this would be a wake-up call, but Alex Jones is not most people. This week, he announced that Ukraine would be better off under Russia. Well, perhaps Jones could move to a place that appreciates his talents. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.